News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hamas has said it will continue implementing the Gaza ceasefire deal and will follow through with the release of hostages this weekend in exchange for Palestinian security prisoners held in Israel. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East correspondent. Good morning to Alistair. A climb down by Hamas, is this Donald Trump's hand on the tiller here?
Well, Hamas will say that they have got something of what they want. So they originally threatened not to release the hostages this coming Saturday. They made a number of complaints accusing the Israelis of violating the ceasefire. One of those was around humanitarian aid that's being allowed into Gaza. Now, one area where they seem to have a point was that some mobile homes, kind of caravans that were supposed to go in, had not been allowed in. As we understand it, that issue has been resolved and they will be allowed in now in short order. So I think Hamas will say, look, you know, we made this point. We felt the Israelis were violating the ceasefire on a number of occasions, and that has now been resolved and will proceed as planned. And we gave enough notice of this for these issues to be resolved, I think 5 days' notice. Of course, if you're American, we heard it from the US envoy who's responsible for the hostages, saying that this is because of Donald Trump threatening all hell breaking loose. Yeah. But you know, we see from kind of a lot of Donald Trump's officials, them constantly praising him. Only the US president could have, only the current president could have got this. Only the US president, only Donald Trump could get us in this situation. I think more likely is that at this particular stage, neither Hamas nor Israel really wanted the ceasefire to collapse.
Okay. The ceasefire then looks like it will hold, although remain, I suppose, fragile. What comes next? Because we're in phase two in terms of negotiations, in terms of where we go from here. Do you have a read on that, Alistair?
Well, I mean, the negotiations are supposed to be happening full pace right now to take it into phase two, but they're not really happening. The Israelis have sent one delegation to Qatar for about 24 hours. It was a pretty low-level delegation without a, you know, a wide remit or a lot of, you know, power to negotiate. I think a lot of the a lot of efforts for the mediators have been taken up this week by trying to resolve this issue to make sure that the ceasefire sticks for now. So I think there's a real worry. I think there's always been a real worry over phase two. I think, you know, a lot of people, pessimistically, probably myself included, have thought that phase one, you know, dare I say it, is probably the easier bit.
Yeah.
Getting to phase two, which would be a much more meaningful pause and end in the fighting and really start to look at like the next stages, etc. That was always going to be far harder for various reasons.
And I suppose lastly, again, Trump's intervention, the idea of what many people are referring to as the ethnic cleansing of Gaza and the redevelopment of it. And then the response in the region, including from Saudi Arabia in the last sort of 48 hours. The real politics of the region, has that shifted, or where would you think that we are going in terms of direction now?
I think it has shifted slightly. Like if we're going to give Donald Trump some credit, despite this utterly bonkers idea of forcibly evicting 2 million people from Gaza and trying to force them upon an unwilling Egypt and Jordan, which he hasn't let go of, incidentally, I do think it has, whether deliberately or not, kick-started the region into trying to come up with an alternative idea. So I think the you know, some of the major countries in the Middle East are kind of talking to the Europeans to try and formulate an alternative plan where you could rebuild Gaza but not evict the Gazan people from Gaza. You know, it is the sort of thing, quite frankly, that should have been done many, many months ago. You know, clearly there was a gap here. Into that gap has come Donald Trump with his own plan. And, you know, some people will say it's all very well criticizing Donald Trump's plan, but, you know, the Arab nations have not come up with their own until now. So, you know, that is happening, which, you know, as I say, probably should have happened sooner. It will be presented at some point to Trump. We'll see whether he comes on board with it. One thing I would say finally, which I think is quite interesting, is if anyone saw King Abdullah's kind of impromptu press conference with Donald Trump in Washington the other day, which was excruciatingly uncomfortable.
Deeply.
I spoke to someone pretty close to the Jordanian delegation. Just said, you know, how do you think it went? And the general view was that they came out of the closed doors meeting with things in a far more acceptable state to them than when they went into it. The idea being that Abdullah seems to have managed to convince Trump that his idea is not necessarily a perfect idea, if I can put it diplomatically.
You have put it very diplomatically. Thank you for that indeed. That is Alistair Bunkle, their Sky Middle East correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.